Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Dave, and in this segment, I'm going to talk about Deadpool 2. It is going to be a spoiler-filled review, so you guys are warned in advance. If you don't want the movie ruined for you, don't listen to this episode because I'm not wasting any time, and I'm just getting right into the movie. So I finally got to see the movie last night, and I'm just going to get into the likes and dislikes right away. So let's start with the likes. First, I want to say that the movie, without a fucking doubt, was entertaining. With that being said, Deadpool 1 was just better. It was just overall better than DP2. I just think that, like, you know, the humor was better for Deadpool 1. The timing was better. The action sequences were better and more dynamic. Like, you know, him flipping through the fucking air and shooting through three people through the head. You know, the music was like almost a character in the movie. The music was way better in the first Deadpool. For this movie, for Deadpool 2, they had a different composer, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't bad. They went, you know, with the dubstep route, but yeah, the music in the first movie was like way fucking better. And it really makes a difference. It like adds to the movie in so many ways. And like I said, the action sequences were way more fun. For part two, it just seems like, you know, they were flat. Minus the fight with Cable. Like, the Cable sequences were pretty tight. But the regular gunplay throughout the film and the action was just... something was off. I can't put my finger on it. It just wasn't as exciting. And if I can go back to the humor... The humor was like 50-50. I would say for the most part, I laughed, you know, for the majority of gags in Deadpool 1. But in part 2, it was like hit or miss. It was very hit or miss. Some things were just corny and cheesy. And I'm like, oh, like, that's supposed to be fucking funny? Like, it just wasn't funny. And other things I legitimately cracked up at. Like Deadpool climbing through the back seat, you know, to the front seat of the cab with like his Indian friend. I mean, like, they did that in part one. It's like, we saw that already. Like, yeah, you climb through all clumsy, your butt's in the camera. We got it. But other things, like when he broke his back in the prison, that just looked fucking hilarious. And like I said, again, not to be redundant, but like, just some things were, it was just hit or miss. It was very hit or miss humor. The writing was just like not as good as the first one. But don't get me wrong, again, the movie was fucking entertaining. It wasn't bad by any means. Continuing with the likes, Josh Brolin is a fucking boss. He completely nailed it as Cable. He did a great job. He was believable. He was badass. His design looked cool, you know, half cybernetic. I mean, it was just so fucking well done. The shit he was doing with his weapons. He had like a cool shield, just high tech weaponry. That rifle was like off the hook with the dials. Holy shit, that thing was sick. And Josh Brolin, he's a boss, man. He's just a fucking boss. He's an awesome actor. He's so underrated to me, and I'm glad he's getting the recognition he deserves. Zazie Beetz as Domino, fucking nailed it. I was so skeptical with the character. I was so skeptical with her. When I first saw the promotional artwork for her, I was just like, eh, we'll see what happens with this. But I gotta say, her character was really fun. With the whole luck power, she just did some cool shit in the movie. And she seemed very comfortable with the role. She looked great. I mean, that was a great addition to the Deadpool franchise. And I hope they keep her on board, you know, going forward. She was great. Here goes another huge like. No pun intended. Here goes a tremendous spoiler for you guys. You've already been warned. Want to know what a big fucking like was? The fucking Juggernaut. Like, the real Juggernaut. Quick little story. Juggernaut's appearance got ruined for me thanks to YouTube and some freaking fucktards like putting up just spoiler thumbnails and titles. But you know, I asked my buddy because he saw it, and I said, hey, I'm like, is it the Juggernaut? And his response was, bro, the fucking Juggernaut. When you say a character's name twice, you know shit is real. And yes, it was the actual Juggernaut. He was huge. He talked like the Juggernaut. He was menacing. What they did in Deadpool 2 totally redeemed themselves from the hot fuckery of a Juggernaut that was in X3. No offense to Vinnie Jones. I actually like Vinnie Jones. I think Vinnie Jones is a badass. But how are you going to disrespect the Juggernaut like that? They had him in a cheap ass rubber suit. He was basically normal, like regular dude size. It was terrible. It was fucking terrible. That was a clear sign that they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. They had no idea about these character backgrounds. They just didn't care. They just didn't pay attention to what the fans wanted. It seemed like one of those instances where, like, you know, clueless studio execs like had their hands in the pot and they just lazily threw together the Juggernaut just to put him on screen. And, you know, terrible, just fucking terrible, man. But damn, did they redeem themselves with Juggernaut in Deadpool 2. He was fucking awesome. Like, he was legitimately imposing and scary. Like, when the dude was on screen, he gave you fucking anxiety. He was so big, so fucking big and intimidating. And, like, he literally ripped people apart. Like, he tore Deadpool into two fucking pieces, which I have, like, a little funny theory with that. Later on in the movie, you see Deadpool battling Cable, you know, and the rest of the X-Force, you know, Domino, whatever. But anyway, there was a scene where, like, you see Cable got grabbed by Juggy. And, you know, you've seen what Juggernaut could do. You know he can just rip a motherfucker apart. If he really wanted to, he would have just tore Cable in two pieces. But no, he throws him. You know how they do, like, in horror movies, like, when the villain could, like, kill somebody easily, but they throw him across a room three or four times, giving him a chance? I mean, that's what that was. Like, he could have just tore Cable's ass apart. But I got a funny theory with that. I don't think that Juggernaut is, like, evil on those levels. Like, obviously, him and Deadpool have a relationship. They know each other. That's what I pieced together, anyway. And he knows that Deadpool can heal. Like, that's not going to kill him. So, to me, Juggernaut just wanted to, like, ragged on, just beat them up. You know what I mean? Not rip people apart to the point where, like, they don't come back. But that's just, like, a, you know, a silly theory in my head. Here's a little fun fact of the movie. Ryan Reynolds actually voiced the Juggernaut, and I think he did a fantastic fucking job, because things like that matter as well. He had that, like, tough guy voice. He spoke like Juggernaut. It was, you know, it was deep, it was menacing, just perfect fucking Juggernaut voice. I was really, really happy with what they did with the character. And since we're, like, you know, we're talking about Juggernaut, how about that fight with Colossus? Holy fuck. That was so cool how Colossus just got dirty and he got gangster with it. And he made the brass knuckles, like, with the spike out of the gate. I mean, he was just fighting dirty, doing whatever he could to survive, because Colossus cannot beat the Juggernaut. I'm sorry. But he did the best he could. You know, he was in survival mode. He lost the fucking tooth. That was funny. And when Juggernaut ripped the sleeves off of his shirt, I was like, oh shit, it's about to be on and popping now. Like, that was fucking crazy. I'm like, okay, here we go. Like, these big boys are going to get into a battle. And they sure did. It was fun. But some things about the Juggernaut, like, I got some gripes about it. You know, I'm not into the dislike section of the review, but I just want to touch on a few things. The Juggernaut is fucking serious. Like, whenever the Juggernaut appears, it's a big fucking deal. He is damn near unstoppable. And yes, he was wrecking them, but he should have wrecked them even further. And they 100% nerfed him a bit. They 100%, because in no fucking way should Juggernaut have been knocked out for that long. You know, when he was in the pool of water or whatever it was, and the electricity was zapping him, he was gone for like 10 fucking minutes, like, out. And I'm sorry, the real Juggernaut, I mean, that wouldn't do shit to him. do your research on a character. I mean, this guy can take Thor's hammer like outright and not even fucking blink. I mean, he's so strong and durable and powerful. And, you know, but I get it. For the sake of the movie, they kind of had to do that. They couldn't just have him crush everybody because, it wouldn't be entertaining. He would just crush everybody. It would be like Mike Tyson in his fucking prime, smashing boxers. So I get it. But, you know, the fanboy in me and the comic nerd in me is like, I don't know about that one. Some of the aspects of the film that I found great was, the Easter eggs and just the references to other characters. They did fucking Shatterstar dirty. I cracked up at that, you know, and they did Terry Crews dirty as well. But it's cool because, you know, obviously Deadpool, you know, hopping in and out, you know, back in time. He obviously reversed that, you know, they kind of alluded to that. So the characters are back. They didn't die. You know what I mean? But still, I mean, they did Shatterstar. Like, they just wiped them out right away. It was kind of funny. And speaking of Terry Crews, it was real cool to see him in a Marvel movie. He should be. He's so charismatic and funny. I would like to see more Terry Crews in the future. I love Terry Crews, man. He's perfect for superhero flicks and Marvel movies. But yeah, the Easter eggs specifically, you know, and the references to Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, with that whole, you know, goofing around between him and Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. Wolverine, he has to fucking appear. Like, Hugh Jackman has to come back. There's way too many references to him, way too many hints to not have some kind of a collab movie between him and Deadpool. There's no fucking way they're not gonna do that. And Hugh was like, no at first. And the fans have been on him. You know, his fellow actors have been on him. Ryan Reynolds has been on him. And now it's turning to like, he's thinking about it. And I said this before, throw that man a suitcase of fucking money, $50 million, because you're going to make the money back. Hugh Jackman coming in as Wolverine, that would make so much fucking money and sell so many tickets alone. It would just be smart. Throw that man a suitcase of fucking money. Make him an offer he can't refuse, you know? Horse head in the fucking bed with him. Vito Corleone style. But yeah, once again, Hugh Jackman, just picture this, visualize this. Close your eyes, guys. Close your eyes, listen to my voice, and visualize this. Hugh Jackman in a trailer standing across Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Standing across Chris Hemsworth. Standing across Dave Bautista as Drax the Destroyer. Would you not buy that ticket? If you're a comic book fan, if you're a superhero fan, if you're a Marvel movie fan, yes, you fucking will. But, you know, the idea of Hugh mixing it up in the MCU, the Marvel Disney, is a lot more far-fetched. It's possible. It's possible. There's some workings going on. It's possible. But it's more likely that you'll see Hugh Jackman mixing it up with Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds. And there's so much they could fucking do there. Like, I mean, that would also be epic. And I think it's going to happen. I really feel like Hugh Jackman is taking a break. He's going to, you know, get a little mental recharge there. And the itch is gonna get him, and he's gonna want to come back and mash it up with Ryan Reynolds, or possibly, you know, be included in the MCU. It's too fucking epic not to happen. But anyway, moving on from my Hugh Jackman rant, let's get back on track with Deadpool 2. Let's now talk about the dislikes of the film. My dislikes. I think something was off with the movie. Deadpool 1 was a little bit better. You know, it had to do with the music. It had to do with the action sequences, which I thought were just way cooler. Something was just missing. It just wasn't as badass as the first one. I think part of it had to do with like lazy, you know, choreography with the action. Not all of it. A lot of scenes were just badass, like Deadpool fighting Cable, fucking epic. But as far as him you know, fighting regular old henchmen, you know, and goons. It was kind of boring. They used like wide angle shots. You know, one scene bled into the other. It was the same thing, you know. The scenes just didn't stand out. Compare Deadpool 1, you know. He's doing flips in the air, twirls, firing a bullet in slow mo, and it's going through three fucking heads. The visuals for that, ridiculous. How about the opening sequence? You know, on the highway, he lands in the SUV and shit just goes chaos and bonkers from there. Slow-mo, the vehicle's rolling, a dude gets his head chopped off with a bike chain, another guy gets slammed into a fucking highway sign, turned into a ragu sauce. You know, I mean, there was a big difference. I mean, Deadpool 1 just had way better action sequences. The CGI for some scenes were a little bit off. I mean, they weren't terrible. Specifically, the Deadpool mini baby legs. I mean, it was funny, but it kind of took away from the scene because they looked kind of cartoony. Like, you could totally tell they were fake. But that's just nitpicking, you know. Nothing is perfect in life. And they didn't look terrible, but they just looked a little off. I didn't mind Colossus. Is that how you would say it? Colossus, his effects. I'm not an English major. Calm down, guys. Okay, I'll word it like this. The effects for Colossus were adequate. I mean, I don't really have a lot of complaints about it. Just like the first movie. Colossus is cool, by the way. I really like his growth. I'm going to get into that in a little bit, though. His fight with Juggernaut. I just want to go on a mini rant. But continuing with the gripes about the effects, I seen comments, people bitching about the Juggernaut. I didn't really have an issue with him. Were his effects perfect? No. Were they pretty good? I thought they were pretty damn good. I mean, I liked the character design, you know, his build, his shape. It was a fucking vast improvement to the Vinnie Jones Juggernaut, you know, guy in a rubber suit. Wow. I thought Juggernaut looked great. The battle with Colossus was fun, man. Colossus just went fucking gangster on Juggernaut. And he had to, because truthfully, if you know anything about the Juggernaut, he would crush Colossus. I mean, Colossus isn't a pushover. He's super fucking strong and durable, but he's not the Juggernaut. So he had to do what he had to do and fight dirty, you know, making the brass knuckles out of the gate with a little point. And he, like, if I'm not mistaken, he popped Juggernaut's eye, but Juggy can heal. So it was a really cool fight. Like, when Colossus got his tooth knocked out, it just cracked me up. I don't know. It was like a goofy, badass, fun brawl, which leads me into like a nerd gripe. You know, I'm gonna call it a nerd gripe, a nitpicky nerd gripe. I am sorry. Negasonic Teenage whatever Warhead, whatever her name is, firing an energy blast, a hot electric wire being shoved up Juggernaut's butt, like in his rectum, him getting hit with the blast, him getting electrocuted, him falling in the pool of water. I get it, they tag teamed him. That was a good combo they hit him with. But the Juggernaut should not have been knocked out for like 10 fucking minutes. That ain't shit to the Juggernaut. I mean, we're talking about a character who has taken Thor's hammer like head on and not even like flinch or take one step back and basically laugh at it. We're talking about a character that has been disintegrated to bone and laughed that off and still functioned. The character is feared for a reason. When the Juggernaut hits the scene, it takes like groups of characters to fight him, and he still smacks everybody up. But I get it. For the sake of the movie and fighting, they had to nerf him down a little bit to you know, make it competitive on some level. And I could accept it. It's like, all right, Juggy got, you know, he got dealt with a little bit for a little second. And it took him a little bit to recover, but I'm glad that they showed him popping out the water at the end. And in my honest opinion, again, they definitely nerfed Juggernaut. You know, I would like to hear what you guys feel about that. It'll be interesting to see what you guys think. you comic nerds out there. I'm sure, hey, if you're in tune with the comics on any level, I'm not a comic expert, but I'm probably more in tune than your average person, and they nerfed them down. But again, minor gripe, it's all good. It's all good. Overall, I am so happy with his representation in the movie. The Fire Fist kid, the chubby Fire Fist kid, oh my god, he was so fucking annoying. I couldn't stand him. But I guess they did their job, because the kid was supposed to be like obnoxious and a pain in the ass and a problem. So props to that kid for pulling it off, because you fucking annoyed me. Deadpool's dragged out death at the end, it was dragged out a little too much. I mean, what did he die, like 3 or 4 times? I thought that gag was a little stupid. I mean, it had some overly sappy moments. Like I said, some stuff really worked in the movie, like laugh out loud funny, and some stuff was just like a miss. But it is what it is. Overall, I really enjoyed the movie. What else can I say about it? Oh, one thing I wanted to touch on was Deadpool with the whole time travel and like that credit scene. I gotta get into that real quick. But with the whole time travel thing, that opens up a lot of doors for future movies and crazy shit that can happen. Because think about this. With Deadpool traveling through time, that's how you can introduce Logan, you know what I mean, into a crossover movie with Deadpool. He can go back. We already saw him in the end credit, like go back and kill that abomination of a Deadpool that they did in X3, which is this. I think no, it wasn't X3. It was in one of the standalone Wolverine movies. That's right. But it was just a hot fuckery of a mess. Why? Why did they do that? It was just, oh my god, just bad. But Deadpool goes back. He kills that fucking abomination. He shoots himself, like the actor Ryan Reynolds, for accepting the script to Green Lantern. Which honestly, I didn't think Green Lantern was that bad. It wasn't good, but it gets a lot of shit. I think Mark Strong was great in the movie. I thought Ryan Reynolds is a great Hal Jordan. The movie just kind of blowed, but that was more of a directing issue and writing, you know? But it still wasn't that bad. And I know people are going to jump down my throat for that, but I just have to be honest with that. That probably was the most epic end credit scene ever, like out of every superhero movie, no doubt. But back to the time travel thing, why can't Deadpool go back to the events of Logan? And this is Gil's term, Gil from Real Fiends. Gil calls the character Nightmare Wolverine. Why couldn't Deadpool go back and help fight the clone Nightmare Wolverine and save Wolverine? You know, Logan. There you go. That's how they get Wolverine into the Deadpool crossover. Let's see it, Fox. Make it fucking happen. Come on, make us fans happy, please. So I guess I should probably grade the movie, right? I'm gonna give Deadpool 2. It's tough. I want to give it a B+, but I kind of also want to give it a B. But B's like possibly too low. I don't know. It's tough. Even though that's a great grade, I'm probably gonna go with, I mean, I was entertained, and I give the original Deadpool an A. So I'm gonna say that it wasn't as good as the first, but it still was good and entertaining. I'm gonna be generous, and I think it deserves it. I'm gonna give Deadpool a B+ for a superhero movie, for entertainment factor, and for what it is, a B+. 100% I recommend the movie. It was worth the ticket. And would I own it on Blu-ray? Yes, I would. Absolutely. How much would I pay for it? $12. And that's as high as I would go. For you guys that follow the podcast, you know what that's all about. You know, you could tell how much I like a movie by how much I would pay for it. So if I see it on a shelf for $11.99, you got me. $19.99 first day sales? Nah, I'll have to let that drop a little bit. But yeah, guys, I don't want to keep ranting. I think I covered everything I wanted to say. If you guys enjoy the podcast and the episodes, please feel free to click like. Would be greatly appreciated. Share the content. Subscribe if you haven't. Again, if you enjoy the content. And we will catch you guys back with the next episode. Until then, take care.